This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What are your plans for Memorial Day? In memorandum, America that we used to know. Well, we're stopping it, but it could be bad news. Thankfully, you're in the fight. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Memorial Day. You should be remembering the people that are important, that got you to the point in life where you are, that made you who you are, that formed you. I don't know who they are. Some of them still exist. Say, go spend some time with them, because that's important. But for the ones who've gone, remember them. Remember our veterans, the people who fought to give us voice. A voice that there are many people right now trying to take away. I spent the first hour of this show talking about racist in your midst, right in front of your face, a group of people that run a Popeyes that say no white people. We reserve the right not to serve white people. What have you done to them? Let me tell you what you've done. Your ancestors fought to free those black people. You fought against the grain of leftism and these Democrats who wanted to keep black people subservient and enslaved, and you to this day are trying to free them, and there are black people that don't like you because of the color of your skin. They go against a person who is an icon, not only in the black community, but in the American, in America, period. He's synonymous in the lexicon of civil rights, and they completely ignore him. The great Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. What a memorial to him when stuff like that exists. When George Floyd, a thug, his family gets invited to the White House because of some political gamesmanship that Joe Biden and his team want to play, because they want to give a pat-pat to black people. Hey, little black people, look, I brought a thug's family to the White House. Very wealthy people that won't have a dime in 5 years. They'll blow through that money. They'll probably get a TV show, Pimp My Somebody, Pimp My Dead Brother, you know, whatever. It's insane. Racism in front of your face. Thugism in front of your face. And these leftists want you to accept it. It's okay. George Floyd was a good guy. Michael Brown Jr. was a good guy. All these blacks killed by cops, they were good people. But you're never going to see, ask Joe Biden, is he going to invite the victims of crime in all these major cities? Is he going to bring those families there? Those families aren't making millions of dollars because they were killed by other black people. Even the victim compensation policies don't help them. They can't even bury their people. Only person getting over in the black community is the Undertaker. Everybody else is getting crushed. Donald Trump put this message up. With Memorial Day coming, people start driving in the biggest automobile days of the year. I'm sorry to say, the gasoline prices that you will be confronted with are far higher than they were just a short number of months ago. We had gasoline under $2 a gallon. Remember, as you're watching the meter tick and your dollars pile up, how great of a job Donald Trump did as president. Soon, Russia and the Middle East will be making a fortune on oil. And you will be saying how good it was to have me as your president. Wasn't it great to be energy independent? But now we are energy independent no more. Shame, shame, shame. Other than that, have a great Memorial weekend. I love that. Other than that, oh man, my message is a little bit more, less self-serving. Well, no, I don't blame President Trump for saying what he needs to say about things like this, and he's 100% right. But what I want you to understand is that you're winning, And the more you exercise your First Amendment rights, the more you keep all the others, the more you are fearless. And you remember who got you here. And, you know, as Chesterton said, you know, I'm not fighting for the people, you know, behind me or whatever. I forget what the comment is, but essentially he's saying I'm fighting for what I know is going to happen. I'm fighting for the future of this country. Where do you think those people that died, you know, on D-Day and all these other battles that we faced over the past 20 years, what do you think they fought for? You think they fought for us to let racists put doctrines in like critical race theory? You know what's going on all around this country? Conservatives. People are fighting. Even leftists are pushing back. White leftists, woke white people are going, wait a minute. Now I get it. I see how they demonize people for doing nothing. They're waking up. Everything I talked about, Facebook recanting on where the actual virus, the China virus, originated. That would be like them saying, listen, don't anybody talk about Ebola being from Africa. Even though they can trace the origins back to the Ebola region of Africa. We're exposing them at every level. We're exposing how crooked they are, how low they're willing to sink to do anything to us. We're exposing them. Good for us. Just great news. Dershowitz's lawsuit is continuing. The court said CNN couldn't get out of it. He's suing them for defamation. Good for him. Winning. They try to get a professor at the University of North Carolina, a person who's going to teach critical race theory. 1619, Black Lives Matter, BS. People are pushing back. No, you can't have that tenure. There are many of these stories, folks. I don't know if you're hearing about them. I don't know if they're being shared with you. You're winning. And as you celebrate this long weekend with family, friends, and acquaintances, and you reflect on people that mean things to you, and you think about people today who mean things to you, I want you to keep that in mind. You are the heart and soul of this country. And no matter what the left tries to do, they can't take that away. They cannot kill that American spirit because they can't kill all of us. We are collectively one, but individually millions and millions who say, I will not succumb to this. And I congratulate you for this. You are the reason why these stories, while the truth will come out, the fight continues in Maricopa County and elsewhere against some of these things that we know occurred. You're the reason. You keep opening your mouth. You keep saying it. They try to shut you out with the little bit they control, but they can't control everything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another mass shooting. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Californicate is where it occurred. Where are the mass shootings occurring and why is what it made me think about when I saw that there was yet another one. And, of course, there's the frequency has gone up the same way Muslim attacks. It, back prior to whatever time frame, 1980, there were maybe less than 50 Muslim attacks around the world. Post 1980, by decade, it was less than a dozen, then just over a couple of dozen, and now we have two. It used to, at one point, we were at 2,000, almost 2,000 Muslim terror attacks per year, not per decade, per year. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It shows you how leftism proliferates. I would be willing to bet that mostly leftist cities, mostly by leftists and for the silliest reasons, are the reasons for the gun attacks, mass shootings, if you will. So I found an article. I wanted to, because, you know, I don't care about the details of this shooting in San Jose. I mean, nine people were killed, including the shooter. He was a disgruntled employee. Not surprised, probably. Who knows? Did he think he's supposed to run the joint? Was he not making enough money? Leftists don't want you to be happy in your job, in case you haven't noticed that. They want you to go postal. Especially like this, especially with a gun. Pray to God, the leftists are praying, please let it be an assault weapon. They don't care about the humanity, the people devastated by this tragedy. Anyway, I found an article. Public mass shootings account for a tiny fraction of the country's gun deaths, but they are uniquely terrifying because they occur without warning and in the most mundane places. Mundane places? Let me tell you where they occur. In cities.
Oh, Kevin, little towns, they have them too.
Yeah, and I dare you to compare them. I dare you to compare mass attacks in cities over a certain population versus rural America or little town America. Little town America is much more happy than big city America. Oh, they get ridiculed. Oh, look at the little country bumpkin. Look at whatever. But they're the happiest people on the planet. They go on to say this. Most of the victims are chosen not for what they have done, but simply for where they happen to be. Right. That's if you don't include the mass killings that occur in, say, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, etc. You know. Yeah. You exclude those and you can really get your statistics very,
oh, look at all these crazy country people in little town America.
They could, if you want to manipulate, you could make it look like mass killings occur more in monasteries than anywhere else on the planet. They say there is no universally accepted definition of a public mass shooting. And this piece defines it narrowly. It looks at 189 shootings in which four or more people were killed, usually by a lone shooter. It does not include shootings tied to robberies that went awry. Does not include domestic shootings that took place exclusively in private homes. A broader definition would yield higher numbers. So using that as their background, here's what they came up with. There have been 202 shooters since 1966. Some of the mass shooters, they say, were known to have violent tendencies or criminal past. So here's a clue. When the FBI looks at people and then they ignore them, they ignore their violent past. They ignore their leftist ideology because many of these people are leftists. Oh, yeah. What about doing roof Kevin Jackson went in and shot up all those black people at the church? Well, yeah, let's single him out. Because that's what leftists like to do. They like to make you think it's just a bunch of Confederate flag-wearing radicals. But no, it's not. It's a lot of the people that they've created. They don't want to take responsibility for them. So anyway, 202 of them. They say others seem largely fine until they attacked. All but five were male. The vast majority were between the ages of 20 and 49. More than half of them, 108, died at or near the scene of the shooting, often by killing themselves. 189 shootings. In the 50 years before the Texas Tower shooting, there were just 25 public mass shootings. This is in a time when we had the most lax gun laws in the country. And I could go on. They said, in the 50 years before the Texas shooting, there were 25 public mass shootings in which four more people were killed, according to criminologist Grant Dew. Since then, the number has risen dramatically, and many of the deadliest shootings have occurred within the past few years. Again, who's radicalizing them? Who's making people more desperate? I have an answer. I'll let you decide for yourselves. 42 states in the district. Shootings in schools and houses of worship tend to stand out in our minds, but they make up a relatively small portion of public mass shootings. More common are those in offices and retail establishments, such as restaurants and stores. What state, just out of curiosity, what do you guys think? What state has the most mass shootings? What do you think? So my producers got it right. California. Of the 42 states where mass shootings have occurred, California's had more of the public mass shootings than any other state. 32 of them. 32 mass shootings. Next is Texas, then Florida. Just these are just factoids I want you to understand about mass shootings. And as I mentioned before, they've excluded some of the others because I would love to get into the criminality element, the ethnic element, etc. Because it's always going to be in favor of conservatism. They talk about the guns, and I'm going to give you this last as a stat because they have legal versus illegal and all this other stuff. But here's what they say. Shooters often carried more than one weapon. One was found with 24. At least 188 of mass shooters' weapons were obtained legally, and 62 were obtained illegally. It's unclear how 110 weapons were acquired. Now, I'm going to bet you of the 110 weapons that they don't know, most of those were illegal. And I'll make you the other part of this. The ones that they omit, the shootings that they won't acknowledge, which have to do with domestic disputes and criminal element, almost all those are illegal. So there you have it. So look, mass shootings, they happen. They're going to continue to occur as long as we have leftists in charge. When you see anarchy all around you, as we see in Portland and Seattle, and the crime rate that happens in all these major cities, and the frustration that liberals create, don't think that they're solving the problem and these numbers will go down. They won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6th Capitol Attack Commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House, and the ranking member of the relevant, the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. 34 million drivers are expected to hit the road over this holiday weekend. They're going to be seeing some higher gas prices, with the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline over $3 a gallon. Although things have stabilized after a pipeline attack 3 weeks ago. USA Radio News. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Chirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end. So he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, into the folks who own the house. He climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly two dozen states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Psychiatrists say that 90% of their patients classify themselves as liberals. I don't know who would ask this, how you'd figure it out, but that was a study. I believe it. I've been to a counselor, relationship counselors and things like that, things that you know you need to improve about yourself and you want to do it. I see no problem in people seeing a psychologist or a psychiatrist to understand themselves. But it's rare that we have to go because we can kind of self-direct. I couldn't. I was a youngster. My mother died when I was young. And I was dealing with issues that were bigger than me, bigger than my psyche could understand. I needed somebody to explain to me, here's what's happening. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I remember when you would go, they say, well, he's seeing a psychiatrist. Now, psychiatrists can medicate you. That's why I've never seen a psychiatrist. I don't need medication. But I've needed counseling. People to say, Kevin, your way of adjusting isn't right. Let me put it to you another way. Most blacks in America, certainly black leftists, need counselors. And I'm not even excluding conservatives from this, but almost all black leftists need a counselor. Somebody that can help them control anger, understand the range of emotions they have, etc. I have no problem saying that. Having been to a counselor, I can tell you it helps you. Because if you're processing through a bad filter, you don't get it. I was telling the story about my grandmother taking me to a gunfight. My uncle was shooting. He and his brother-in-laws were shooting at each other. And my grandmother, I don't remember why we had to go, but me and my brother went. And she said, y'all keep your heads down. And she went and broke up a gunfight. Now, I remember describing, I was like, it wasn't a bad neighborhood. I mean, it was like, you know, a typical kind of a... And then as I'm describing this, I'm thinking to myself, Kevin, there's a gunfight happening in this neighborhood that you're trying to make out to be just a little, you know, suburban, I mean, not even, you know, almost like it was a suburban middle-class neighborhood. It was a neighborhood where my uncle's brothers and his mother-in-law lived. It was a predominantly black neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas, and they were shooting in the middle of the night. That tells you all you need to know. It's not a good neighborhood. That's not what. If that were happening in my neighborhood, I'd be freaking out. So I'm just trying to explain to you how distorted you become. If you grow up, a lot of young black kids, they tell you they have PTSD. Because they don't understand what they're going through. They think that's normal. If you believe that parents should be fighting, and they fight all the time, for you, that's normal. You see parents that don't fight, and you're like, what's up with them? You know, you're used to seeing a single parent home, and you go see two parents interacting together, and you're like, that's weird. And it distorts your view. And you need somebody to bring you back down and say, well, hey, Kevin, you do realize you had a father, right? Your mother should not be the one raising you. You may have bigger ties to mom than normal because you don't understand the father's side. You got to understand all these things. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say one other thing. The reason why psychiatrists see 90% leftists is because leftists are crazy. They don't know how to deal with life. Even the ones that grow up so-called normal, it's not normal. They got the beatnik parents, the vegans, the people that say the kids can stay up and do whatever they want. Boyfriend can come sleep over with the daughter at the age of 12 and on and on. I've seen them. I think they're crazy. They sexualize your kids. They teach open racism for one race versus another. They're willing to kiss the boots of black people that they've never harmed, never hurt. Their ideas are idiotic at every level. You can't make sanity of it in any way. And then they wonder why they end up in therapy. And they're begging for drugs. Man, please give me something to take me out of my reality. Because they look back on their lives and say, you know what? I should have been tougher on my kids. My son and I, my youngest son, he knows I love him and he loves me. But I'm telling you, this little kid, I tell him all the time, you can make growing up tougher on yourself than you need it to be. But don't think I'm going to let up. You can be mad at me for the next 2, 3, 4 years. There's going to come a point in your life where you go, my dad was right. I'll be here. I dealt with it with my older kids. I don't know when they're going to. My oldest son used to be mad at me for no reason. And he wanted me to kiss his butt. I ain't kissing your butt. I'm your dad. You don't want to talk to me for 2 years? Don't talk to me for 2 years. I'll love you for the rest of your life. But I'm not going to be, you're not going to make me feel guilty over raising you right. Not going to happen. So go through whatever you need to go through. Because I guarantee you, as soon as you get in a few relationships, you'll understand why parents are the way they are. You'll get it. God forbid you get kids. I don't mean in a bad way, but you're gonna remember every little deal that we told you. Anyway, here's my issue. It's fun watching leftists try to cover their tracks. This whole Facebook thing's a big deal. Facebook having to admit, well, we were not letting people post on this whole Wu Flu thing, and it did originate in China. And we're really we're not going to ban you anymore. That's that's going to be a recompense. We're not going to ban you anymore for that story because it turned out to be true. You think they're going to give me my page back? They didn't even tell me why they took me down. Maybe it was because I said, you know, because I call the Wu Flu. Maybe that's why they took me down. Hey, Facebook, maybe I should get my page back. What other lies have you told? You'll be lucky to find truth at all in anything that Facebook does. It's fun watching them try to cover their tracks. They found out, guess what? Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they spent a lot more time together on this whole family extortion racket than anybody wanted to admit. If it were Trump, you'd be hearing about it. It's fun, folks, watching them cover their tracks. You know what other tracks they're trying to cover? Their big cheat. Their climate change tracks. All of it. Their ties to China. Their ties to Russia. Their ties to Iran. Their feeble and feckless policies that are going to get you fired where you don't even have a job. And on and on. Let me tell you something. I said at a previous show, they are going to get their butts kicked butt good again in 2022. And don't be surprised if Donald Trump's president again in 2024. People are on to him. You're on to him. Joe Biden shut down the investigation launched by then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's State Department into where this virus originated, which was from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I'm reading this. The effort was focused on looking at whether China's biological weapons program could have had a greater role in the pandemic's origin in Wuhan. This is a CNN report. The probe was run out of the State Department's Arms Control and Verifications Bureau. Officials involved in the effort relied on scientific research as well as public and classified information to probe the lab leak theory, including looking into any possible connections between the virus and the Chinese government's biological weapons program. The U.S. government has said that it believes China maintained an offensive biological weapons program even after joining the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention in 1984. China refutes this. They don't want to fess up. Fauci funded him. Where's that little fraud been? Where's little frog man at? Fauci the frog fraud. Where's he been? Silent. Noticeably so. Because that little fraud said, oh, what Donald Trump is saying, that it didn't come from the Chinese Wuhan lab. It didn't come from there. We have to really take time to figure out where things are going, and you just can't say things like the president is saying, blah, blah, blah. He's a liar. He's a liar, a schemer, and he's part of this, and he should be fired. He should have been fired under Trump. Another mistake Donald Trump made in personnel. Didn't want to fire him because he said he'd been around a long time and it would hurt him. It would hurt his career. Anyway, Biden officials claim the reason they shut down the probe was because they were concerned about the quality of the work and evidence. The story comes as the U.S. mainstream media has rapidly shifted its reporting on the lab leak theory, from portraying it as an improbable conspiracy during the Trump era to now portraying it as a credible theory. Thank you, listeners, because you never gave up. Why do you think I kept calling it the woo flu? Why do you think I wanted you calling it the... People were writing to me, Kevin, the woo flu. Man, that cracks me up, man. I go, call it the woo flu. See, we knew where it came from. They didn't want you to know. They were protecting the Chinese. They didn't care. What should be done now that we know it came from there? What's next, Joe Biden and team? We getting our money back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden family has skeletons in their closet than the Clintons. That's hard to believe. Excuse me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Biden, they say, started a new investigation into the Wu flu after he shut down Trump's investigation. And you want to know why he started the new one? Because he got caught. They finally figured out the common sense that the Wu flu began in Wuhan, China. The China virus, as Trump called it. Biden tried to shut it down because that's what he's supposed to do. That's what Xi told him to do. His handler, the one who knows all the dirt on the Biden family. And Biden tried to do it, but he's like, I can't do it. There's too much pressure. These conservatives won't let it go. And now the media's picked up on the story. Would they do this if it was baby black Jesus? I don't know. But Biden's going to have a tough time getting around this. So now he's got this new investigation. He's replacing competent people with bureaucrats who already know the results of the investigation. And it reminds me of the movie No Way Out with Kevin Costner, where they're looking for Yuri. All of them are crooked. And they're looking for Yuri, the Russian plant who's, you know, supposedly leaking stuff to all over the place. They can't figure out who Yuri is. Well, the secretary of something, he kills his mistress, who's sleeping with Costner, who works for the secretary of something, played by Gene Hackman, and they concoct the story to make it appear that they're looking for this Russian spy. And as it turns out, Kevin Costner is the Russian spy. Oh! I feel like Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, yes. That's what the Democrats are doing. They're setting up things to find out who the crooks are and all that, and it turns out that they're the spies and the criminals, and it's one just collectively trashy, scummy organism. That's a bad way to describe it, but you know what I mean. No way out. There's no way out for Biden. There's no way out for the Democrats. 2020 will be carnage. Let me give you some more nonsense about what's going on with the Democrats. The Jesuit priest who presided over his inaugural mass has resigned his position as the president of Santa Clara University in Northern California. There was an investigation and he engaged in inappropriate alcohol-fueled conversations with graduate students. You think that's all he did? Negro, please. So why am I bringing this up? Mostly, it is to help you understand that the Biden administration is dealing with a bunch of scumbags. So, that's it, number one. Now, let me move on, okay? Because I want to make my point. Look at how safe the vaccines are. I got this story. 15-year-old boy dies of a heart attack 2 days after taking the Pfizer vaccine. Followed shortly after a one-year-old boy having convulsions and seizures, dying 2 days later after taking the Moderna vaccine. And the other, a two-year-old girl who died five days after having taken the Pfizer vaccine. These are people whose children would be alive if they weren't getting misinformation from Facebook, which we talked about earlier. These people are thugs. They're liars. They're scam artists. So I'm just giving you examples. Everybody that they bring up, everybody that they put in front of you that they say is an expert is a fraud. I asked the other day, maybe it was today, where's Fauci? Where's that little fraud? I think it was today. Where's he? He's been noticeably quiet. Why? Because Rand Paul called him out. Rand Paul, by the way, had a thing where he went before Congress and he said, before the Senate, he said, hey, we shouldn't be giving money to finance Chinese research. And the Senate did a voice vote and agreed. When I talk about you're winning, I want you to understand how much you're winning. If you don't count these little things, you're not going to see it. You're waiting on the big things. You're waiting on the 2020 election, the 2024 election, and something to save you. It's the little things that add up. People are noticing this stuff. Another story that I think is going to bubble up. It's not going to go away. Joe Biden met with Ukrainian, Russian, and Kazakhstani business associates of his son at a dinner in D.C. while he was VP. That came from Hunter Biden's laptop. The dinner was April 16, 2015, and it was held in a private garden room at Cafe Milano, Georgetown Institution, with a catchphrase, where the world's most powerful people go. The next day, Hunter got an email from Pozarsky, an executive of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, to thank him for introducing him to his father. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me the opportunity to meet your father. And spent, he made a mistake, some time together. Letter was dated April 17th. In realty, another mistake, an honor and a pleasure. He meant to say, it's really an honor and a pleasure. At that time, he was being paid $83,333 a month to sit on the board. But here's another interesting part of the saga. The Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, that was paying Biden's son $1 million a year, cut his monthly compensation in half 2 months after his father ceased being vice president. Now look, I'm not calling it a conspiracy. I'm not telling you that that's breadcrumbs connecting the tissue, you know, leading you to the primrose path. But I'll tell you this, it's pretty daggum suspicious. Remember when Biden said he hadn't done anything with to help his son's business and then we saw him golfing with him? I hope he hit better than that shot he hit that we got on video the other day where he hit the ball over his head. But do you remember that? Then we find out, oh, wait, he's had dinners with him at, how did the restaurant put it, where the world's most powerful people go. We have letters from Hunter Biden talking about the big guy. Got to pay the big guy. Got to get permission from the big guy. It's just these people, it's incestuous scummery. Says, but in an email on March 19th, so they were paying crackhead Biden $83,333 a month. And then in an email on March 17th of 2017, Pozharsky, the same guy who had the meeting, the dinner, asked Hunter to sign a new director's agreement and informed him the only thing that was amended is the compensation rate. And here's how it reads. We are very much interested in working closely together, and the remuneration is still the highest in the company and higher than the standard director's monthly fees. I'm sure you will find it both fair and reasonable. And they cut his pay. They cut the crackhead's pay to $41,400 a month. Wow. We can only pay you $500,000 a year. But hopefully this meets with your approval. Everything will be very good. We will make this work. You that hopefully can get as much crack and prostitutes as you need. Let us know. Maybe we can bring some over for free to take this thing off of the cut. I don't know. Wow. So, 41 grand. And it's a hit. I'm not going to lie. They cut half of his money away from him. What's the crackhead to do when you live like Biden was living? Wow. So, is this enough for some investigative reporter to say, you know, it's kind of funny here. All these different things that happened, you denied even knowing any of your son's business associates, and here you're going to dinner with them and they're sending thank you letters. 2 months after you leave the vice presidency, one of his biggest contributors, it cuts his pay. And I could go on. I don't always like to compare this thing to Trump, but it's the natural comparison. So, I think that we're at the precipice of finding out a lot of stuff. And I don't know why this is happening now. I don't know whether, you know, you couldn't say China's involved in it because, you know, Biden's still trying to pretend that he's going to be tough on China when he's really not. And the Chinese are kind of, I think they're still pulling the strings. There's a lot of stuff happening here because now we know that this virus originated there. Maybe that's why the heat's now coming back on to Hunter Biden, etc. But there's some shenanigans. There's some jockeying going on with the people that are pulling the strings on this thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.